We're talking with Brian Klippenstein, who's executive director of Protect the Harvest. And Brian, we've just concluded the right to farm work in the state legislature. Protect the Harvest had an active role during the time in the legislature, from the time it went from the House to the Senate back to the House.
Yes, that's true to an extent, but it was driven primarily from the local groups in the state. Tom Buchanan and Oklahoma Farm Bureau was the driving force. The state legislators, the sponsors, Biggs and Smalley, were just fabulous. The vote totals were overwhelmingly one-sided in our favor. So it's great having an advisory role in this process.
Now, HSUS came out pretty aggressively, email campaign and also on TV to a limited extent. You responded to that.
Oh, we did. And, you have to tell the competing side of the story. And they're not used to that. They're used to coming in, bullying their way, silencing their opponents, and carrying the day. But when the full story is told, we find that we prevail.
Protect the Harvest, you work obviously in a lot of different states, and you've tried to really be that proactive voice that does speak out.
Yes, we do. You know, the people in agriculture have a fabulous story. Ordinary people who grow food are terrific at growing food. They're terrific at caring for their land. They're terrific at caring for their animals. They're not particularly good at self-promotion. So they do indeed rely on others, not just to tell their story more often than not, but to also play the hardball that the bullies have brought to town.
Seems like we're seeing, obviously, a lot of different folks, whether it is groups like HSUS or some of these companies that have really gotten very aggressive against animal agriculture and, for example, GMOs.
And it's sad because, technology is not the enemy. Hunger is the enemy as we face the challenges of the next 50 years on how to sustainably grow food for a growing population, a growing middle class. And we have to grow more food, Ron, while what? But using less water. We have to use less land. We have to use less energy, smaller carbon footprint. So technology and modern practices are our friend, not our enemy.
What's ahead for Protect the Harvest?
Well, this Oklahoma will be one of the key places. It's on the ballot. It will occur come November of next year. There'll be a lot of information to share. There'll be a lot of disinformation to counter, coalitions to build, and I think the most important thing that we're going to need to know going into Oklahoma is this: this is far more about the welfare of the consumer than it is the producer. It's more so for those who rely upon agriculture than those who produce in agriculture. And if we can get that message across, we've seen in some of these other states where the activists have had their way, in California, for example, where the price of eggs has doubled and tripled, which is fine for the Beverly Hills well-to-do. For the quarter of the state's population that's in poverty, it's a regressive tax on the needy.
How do you see Protect the Harvest, as we build the information campaign for a yes vote on right to farm? How do you see your group's involvement?
We expect to do media campaigns. We will do 30-second TV ads, 60-second radio ads. We will be supporting the producers and the producer groups and help their voice be broadcast across the state. And they're the ones who are rightfully the most credible people, the people who live there, the people who work there, the people who know their neighbors and want to serve their neighbors.